So let's get into the issue of chemoradiation for locally advanced disease, and particularly, as you mentioned, the new development in terms of the use of consolidation checkpoint inhibitors. And maybe to get into that, we could hear about your 74-year-old man.
So that one is a pretty typical standard patient with locally advanced disease as we see them now. The patient was 74 years old, had a history of hypertension, diabetes, and coronary artery disease, had a recent CABG, and had stage 3C disease with bilateral mediastinal involvement and right supraclavicular lymphadenopathy.
He was a smoker?
Yes, he was a smoker. He did not have an actionable mutation. He had quit smoking, so he was a former smoker.
And what actually brought him to see a physician? Was he symptomatic?
Yes, he had developed a cough, he had a pneumonia that then was treated and cleared, but in the process of the workup was found to have a mass and mediastinal lymphadenopathy.
What did the initial workup of this man show?
It was a CT scan that showed a left upper lobe mass, mediastinal fullness, and then on CT scan, a right supraclavicular lymph node as well.
And did he have a chronic lung disease?
Not officially diagnosed, but after many decades of smoking, I think it's fair to assume that. He had mostly cardiac disease from his smoking.
Can you talk about his workup and biopsy? How was that done and what did it show?
So he had a core needle biopsy of the left upper lobe mass that showed a lung adenocarcinoma. There were no actionable driver mutations. He did not have metastatic disease on a PET scan that followed the CAT scan of the chest. He had no metastatic disease on an MRI of the brain. And because he had bilateral mediastinal and contralateral supraclavicular disease, he was started on concurrent chemoradiation. He was not a surgical candidate because of the extent of the disease as well as his cardiac comorbidities.